Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome back, Rare Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go to the YouTube, check out the YouTube and see what we're doing on the YouTubes. You get what I'm saying? We got the live event. By the time this comes out, the live event would have been done. You would have missed out and you would have just flopped. Right. You would have not embraced the true quality of what a live podcast should be like.
Well, that's why they should have copped the tickets already.
Isn't it?
Huh? You see, that's why they should have copped the tickets already.
But it's going to be too late. By this time, this video comes out, you would have seen... I'm going to put a clip right now. You see that?
Clip it.
I told you. What did I say to you? But you didn't want to listen. But anyway, we move. This week, I'm joined by the widest cold host in the world.
Come on, people. YC, man, back in the building. Let's go.
Come on, man. The Spank You King.
I'm not going to lie to you.
No feel of bravery.
I think he's probably the freakiest. The only guy that I've met that's like kind of like being freakier than me. In terms of, yeah.
I think I'm normal.
That's where the issue lies. When you think you're normal, when you're not normal, you're abnormal.
Because I used to.
What's normal?
Normal is just like you do normal shit, innit? Like just normal penetrational sex.
Right, wait. We're starting the intro.
I'm
joined this week by my brother Sadiq.
Hey, man. Thank you very much, bro, for interviewing.
Come on.
For inviting me in here.
Come on.
Shout out to you, Lord. Rare Talks. Amazing podcast. You lot, go fucking check out Talking the Hardest podcast.
That's the
Image of God. IMGOFGOD.
Come on.
So we're rocking.
And also, I'm joined by another special guest, the most beautiful, the most talented.
There you go.
Queen on the planet.
There you go.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
Come on, man.
Hi, guys. I'm Dahlia. So, yeah, I do music. I'm a creative, follow me.
Mm-hmm. Come on. So we're going to put everyone's ats and you can all do all of that stuff. But this week, you know we're on some crazy topics. The topic that I chose this week to talk about is the signs you're in a disastrous relationship.
Ooh.
Signs that you're in a crazy, mad, wild, sick, mental, Edna good relationships.
We've all been there as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So, we need to start. YC, when do you know? Give me one sign of when you know you're in a disastrous relationship.
Do you know what? Like, when I'm dashing them out, calling them an Uber, fam. I'm telling you, that's how I know that like, things are going left, fam. The moment I reach my mental capacity, and she needs to leave, and the Uber's called, and I close out the front door, that's when I know it's peak, fam. I've been there many times, I own it, but, like, I feel like that's more, like, toxic than. Like, disastrous, because I know, like, you know when it starts coming to an end, and you try to, like, delay it?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, each time you make up, it's like one argument leads to another one, and then you just thinking,
That's what I was going
to
say.
You know what that was there?
I think as soon as we start arguing more than we actually have conversations,
facts.
Then that's when it's like, this is over. What the fuck's the point of this? Like...
And you try to hold on to it, but, like, you feel it slipping away.
It depends, For me, it depends. Like, most of my relationship, I don't like to hold on to shit. Like... If I see that it's over, innit? Unless if, like, maybe some part of the relationship is, like, kind of nostalgic for me.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Apart from that,
man's out. Because at the end of the day, in life, if you're not, like, if you're keeping the door open, that's not good for you, then that means you're shutting out something that's good for you. That's what I believe anyways. Because you got to kind of make space in life.
But how do you know they're not good for you and they're just going through a rough patch?
Yeah, I know, but rough patch is like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, but if the person's depressed and they're not telling you...
I know, but that's exactly...
And they're taking it out on you. Mm. Yeah, but everyone says communication, but not everyone... Like, guys can't communicate to their women.
Are you really?
First of all, that's discriminatory.
No, but a lot of guys choose not to.
That's discriminatory.
Because I swear to God, women are worse at communicating than men are.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna be on the side of the women here. I think women are better at communicating their feelings.
Okay.
Have you ever heard a woman say to you?
We're good at communicating logic.
Yes.
Let's pull it out there.
Yeah.
So she will say, I feel like you don't care about me a bit, but I've been with you for every single day of the week. You see how men come up with a logical answer?
Yeah.
I've been with you, but you feel like I haven't been here with you.
Okay.
So, all right. So what is the problem now, babes? Well, you know what? It's just like, obviously, my friend, she's been doing... So this is about your friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is
and
your
have you ever heard a woman say to you, oh, well, you should just know? The fuck that
yes,
mean?
Of course.
Yeah, that's
mind reading.
That's not communication. Like I've been in relationships where my other half is going through some shit and I felt it. Like, you know what I mean? You kind of you have a feeling, innit?
Yeah.
And I've gone up to her and I'm like, yo, what's going on? You've been off lately, like this is happening. And then she's just not wanting to tell me directly what the fuck's happening because I should know if I loved her that much.
But that's when maturity comes into relationships, and you should be mature enough to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? Being in a relationship, you need to be vulnerable, and if you're not ready for that, then don't be in one.
Exactly. But then that's what I'm saying. It's but like the example that I just gave, it's not that she's not wanting to be vulnerable, but it's just that I feel like sometimes women just be extra.
It's immature to say to someone you should know. Like, no one's a mind reader, so... She's not mature.
For me personally, you have to spell it out on a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
Not spell it out, but you should know something is up. Like, you should ask your girlfriend, yo, like, what's up? Something's not cool with
Something's
you.
Off.
And then you, like, communicate and you talk about the issue or whatnot.
I completely agree.
So what's the sign for you, though, that you notice you're in a disastrous relationship?
A sign for me would just be, like, he's not caring anymore. Hmm. And we're arguing. Oh, like, he's just, like... Mm. Any little thing is just making me cringe. Like, I'm arguing with him over the way, how loud he's eating.
The ick. You get the ick. You get the ick after a while, you
man
know.
Man, say how he's eating.
Isn't
it? See? Like,
but it's true, though. Like when you get there with some people, yeah, even like even though like they might breathe too hard, like, shoot, like, as it chew too long. No.
Shit, you are a savage. No, I don't think I'm that bad.
I've been on that type of time. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been there.
Swear down. Like,
that's when the relationship is over. You know it's over. If her breathing is annoying you.
Just too hard.
It's way past over at that point, I'll be honest.
A sign for me that I'm in a disastrous relationship is when she is getting violent, bro.
What do you mean violent?
She's getting violent, bro.
Physical, okay, like,
let me,
hands?
Let me interrupt you. Hands. Some females do get violent because they want their man to just, like be a bit aggressive. Do you know what I mean? So, a woman
what?
Will... Yeah,
no, that's true. Yeah. She's right, by the way. She's right.
I know the game.
My mind was sexual. No,
but there's levels to it, though.
Along the same line, though.
Yeah.
But it depends how violent she does get, though. Like, obviously, if she's, like... slapping you a bit, like, because she wants you to just grab her neck or whatnot.
Girls be doing that, you know?
Then cool.
Girls be doing that,
you know? I feel like we need to start signing NDNAs, though.
That's what I was going to say.
We have to.
Yeah. What happens now, if I grab you a little bit too hard and then you don't react the way that you thought you was going to react, now it's on me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, of course. But then you can't...
It's kind of like, I feel like sometimes... those type of things are just a trap. I don't ever do that, bro.
They are traps.
Yeah.
I don't think a girl should sign an NDA.
What?
So, do you think you should sign an NDA?
She ain't the one that's up. What do you mean?
But why would she be up?
How do you, like, why is it a guy has to be up?
Because a guy's not gonna...
No, but you know what? You know I say NDA because if we have rough sex and I grab your throat a lot, yeah? And that's the way that we have sex.
Mm-hmm.
One day, when we have an argument,
trust me,
and you want to call feds, you might say, I grabbed your throat.
Bullshit.
And then your throat's red.
That is
bullshit. Our sex language is, I always grab the throat.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's my sex language.
Now, he's right.
The moment I grab the throat is straight sexual.
Yep. Yeah, but then you need to know who you're getting in relationships with.
Nah, but you could be with for a long time.
Women switch up, man.
Nah.
Trying to party with them football guy for it right now.
Exactly.
Trust me, it got left quick.
You know what I generally think? That some of these guys there, they actually enjoy having rape sex. And I know you lot think this is
100%. I agree.
And you lot don't understand what that is. Yeah, rape sex is actually a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a real thing. Some people, some women, they want men to actually take the pussy from them. Have you heard Jamaicans say, "Me take the pussy
of
from
course.
Her"? I get scared when I hear that. I'm like, "What do you mean?"
I don't deal with no girl that do that, bro. Because, like you were saying earlier, to add to your point, is that it can flip real quick.
Real quick.
Go from we're having fun, and I'm choking you to, oh, this guy was fucking trying
to
strangle me.
Trust me.
And I've known niggas that have been in that situation.
Listen, that's why I said an NDNA is for both of us safety. So we have rough sex. you write that we do have rough sex and we're having rough sex right now. You remember the 50 Shades of Grey? Don't you remember that?
Cool, yeah.
The guy made the girl sign the thing because he was a psycho, bro. Mm-hmm. He was a madman, bro. Mm-hmm. He was doing some wild shit, mm-hmm. mashing up her body, leaving bruises all over.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's his sex life. That's what he likes. But he made sure, before anything, make sure you sign. I'm a millionaire and I got a bare doll.
There you go.
Sign this paper because I'm not having after you say nope. I raped you and I abused you.
And girls do it all the time.
Consented to this type of sex that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Girls do it all the time.
Do you know what? To also to kind of like piggyback off that, sometimes they change their mind.
Of course, like
in the middle
weather.
Of it. You see what I'm saying?
It's fucked. It's
and
fucked.
And that's the thing. Like, you're allowed to change your mind. Don't get me wrong. You're allowed to change your mind, but you can't then just act like you agreeing to it before. It's just like completely didn't happen.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like now it's like painted as if the guy's kind of like the one
yourself,
that's
self.
You have
man.
To
protect
that's
yourself.
Been aggressive.
Because I told man,
when women want the aggression,
mm-hmm. bro. I told man, protect yourself because
you have to.
In the day and age that we're living in now, everything's recorded, isn't
everything.
It? Everything's recorded. All right, cool. So this is what like I say to certain man. Yeah, if you're in the game. Of like social media, whatever. Make sure you're recording things, isn't it?
100%.
So recording your sex life, recording your sexual conversations, recording just random things that you're having with her.
Mm-hmm.
And not even out of no malicious. You're not doing it because you're going to expose her. You're just doing it to protect yourself. Yeah. And let her know that so that it could build some trust because you don't want to be in a situation where she's recorded you. Because I told you what some women will do at the end of a relationship is they'll start baiting you.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll start saying things to you to get a reaction.
Yep.
Then post it after, like screenshot parts, and then send it to other people. Like, look how like, abusive he is. But she was telling you to suck your mum for the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he was blanking her. Mm-hmm. And you said, what? Suck your mum now, you idiot. I'm going to come burst you.
Yeah. And then she did a screenshot
that part. All the other part of
trust
how
me.
You would been.
Okay,
she been
but
they're smart,
it
you know.
Seems like you guys are just used to like toxic relationships.
Because oh, that's what we're talking about, though. Oh,
like
no, absolutely. No, I agree with you.
Yeah, but why is toxic and disastrous the same? It's two different things. Disastrous could just be like, you know, like it's, I don't know, but you understand where I'm coming from. Like toxic.
I feel like it's the same thing.
Disastrous.
I feel like it's the same thing.
Disastrous is like when it's going down. It's like when you're both going down. It's not just one person.
Yeah,
the relationship is going up. Like even you, you're not even communicating effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, oh, I'll respond later, man.
Yeah, it's done.
Or you see one message, like, you don't even get excited when you see a message anymore.
Facts.
Yeah.
I think the moment that you don't get excited when you see a woman's message is when the relationship is taking that left turn.
It's played out, fam.
Now you've got to actually find something that makes you both interested, and I think the only way you can actually get that is if you and the person are actually friends.
Mm. Oh yeah, 100%.
Because when you're friends, it's like I'm calling you to tell you good news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, do you know what happened today? Matting. Oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe it. My manager, he was like, I'm gonna get a promotion. Like,
yeah.
So I'm always going to call you, and it's always gonna be exciting because I know you're gonna listen. But the problem is when communication is like left, when you call the person, say, yo, I got a new job, and what's that? Is it? You're like, you're never going to call that person again.
Mm-hmm.
And that could just be one time that person's having a bad day, but that'll be the one time you never call the person again.
Yeah.
That's true. And also, as well, I feel like as men, we're able to kind of separate the friendship from the romance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Women sometimes have a issue separating those two. And I'm not saying all women, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but most women that I've dealt with, if we start off being friends and then we get into like a romantic situation,
mm-hmm.
even if we don't get into a relationship, we're just like fucking or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that kind of like stops. It's hard for them to go back to being friends because now I'm the enemy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
bro, you ain't got. Why do you want to be friends with a girl you had sex with?
What do you mean?
Bro, you shouldn't have been having sex if you want to be friends with her.
What?
You never have sex with women that are your friends.
Bro.
You know why? Let me tell you why.
I disagree.
You always become strained. Either you're gonna make a decision to do one or two things.
Yeah.
Right.
Never, ever, ever have sex with a girl and then be like, oh, let's be friends.
Bro.
Because there's more emotions on her side than
there always
you.
Is though, isn't it?
So you're just all you're doing is she's gonna do you dirty,
mm-hmm.
and she's just waiting because
trust
she's gonna
me.
Be hating, she's gonna be jealous.
She's gonna do it every time.
She's gonna be mad.
She loves it because she's too, you know.
Yeah,
she knows she's
too. She's sitting there thinking, watch, I'm gonna fuck
scheming
up.
Niggas,
and then when
you know?
Get with your new girl, she's like, oh, you got a new girl.
Trust me.
And
that's true.
She's gonna bait you out one day, make you come out, then call your girl and say you fucked her while you was in the relationship.
Yeah,
so
because
sorry.
Why are
see?
You me?
See?
Why are you sleeping with me and then being friends with me and then you've got a new girl? What?
I know, but like, we're not sleeping with each other anymore. You know what I'm saying? We used to fuck.
See how you can
but now we're still friends.
Burning.
What's wrong with
she's
that?
Not,
yeah, but we used to be like Do you get it? So it's like, once you become go. Intimate, yeah, you can't let it go unless they're the enemy. Go, they can't let it go. You hate them. It's they so can't let it go.
I'm telling you, man.
But why is that? Like, but why is that so hard?
Unless you don't like the guy, and obviously you've lost feelings for him, it's different, innit? But obviously, if he's see, cut
that's,
you off,
see, that's what I'm talking about. There shouldn't be any feelings in there. We weren't even in a relationship.
Yeah, but if you sleep with a girl, expect feelings to be caught.
It's coming rapid, bro.
See, but you know what? I did hear, and this is what I've heard, and maybe I'm wrong, but someone correct me. I have heard that women can actually have sex and not catch feelings.
True.
Some women can, and I've met some women that can. I've met some women that like
Hoes.
Yeah.
Number one,
I disagree.
An actual like, prostitute, like pay.
No. What I'm saying is it. What begs to differ is, and this is just me saying this as a man, yeah. If your pipe game is A1,
come on,
yeah.
Bro, there is no way she's not catching feelings.
Hundo,
it's impossible. And if your dick game's dead, and she's like, she's just passed in time. Then I can understand.
I think it depends on the woman. I'll be honest, it depends on the woman.
Yeah.
Because that might be correct for most women, but some women. Our life, it's just about the sex for them because they're not even thinking about being in a relationship. They're not thinking about having someone or trying to catch feelings. And most women like that are more career-driven.
But
they may think
broken
like that
women.
At the beginning and then start catching
feelings.
That's true, that happens. That happens, right?
It's going to happen.
But what I'm saying is, I'm replying to his point of, like, your sex game got to be good. Nah, bro, like, I've had some experience with some women where, like, the sex is great, but it just was just that.
Yeah, because you ain't got the sauce. Sorry to break it
damn,
to you.
Damn, she went there, you know.
That's not
like,
true.
Oh, no, unless a girl is actually
she ain't got the sauce.
Feeling you.
But the thing is, I'm saying,
man's got the sauce. So if I'm saying me, I'm just speaking subjectively.
Okay.
If I'm smashing a girl, she's catching feelings. Even if she tells
sauce
me
is.
I'm not going to catch feelings, she catches. Because the reason.
So every girl you've smashed has caught feelings for you?
100%.
Hundo. No,
how do you know?
How do I know?
How would you know?
How would I know she catches feelings? Yeah. She won't leave me alone.
Simple.
What she does?
You know what?
I will say this, yeah. There is some women that are so broken.
Yeah, you're saying they're broken women.
It's a very broken person because even me, yeah, I can't. I've got to the point with my sex life, I can't even have meaningless sex. I can't have. Meaningless sex is, I'd rather not have sex.
Right. I can, I'm not going to lie to you.
I've got to that point of plateau in my mind where I've had so much meaningless sex
how
in
old
the
are
past.
You?
I've had so much meaningless sex in the past
yeah.
that now I'm at the point where it's like, does it, what am I getting
what's
out
the
of
point?
This?
But I know, but how old are you? How old are you?
Do you understand what I'm saying to
yeah,
you?
I get what you're saying.
So if you're going to have sex.
No, but answer quickly, how old are you?
Bro, I'm not monologuing, you're just interrupting me. You're just fucking up my whole flow. I ain't gonna be able to do that.
Let me land.
So, like, you see, when you're having sex with a woman, yeah, meaningless sex takes away from your soul because it takes away from your time and your energy.
Yeah.
When you're releasing your seed into the world, into a woman, bro, you're releasing a life force. How can I just be going out there and fucking letting my life force out to all these fucking holes? I've realized from the past that I should have not had sex with some women, and I wish I could go back in the past and unfuck some women. I'm literally mean. Just before the action happens, I can go, no, sorry, girl. You don't deserve this. Bye. And keep it moving.
Why?
But I can't because I wasted my precious life on certain people that didn't deserve it. So now I'm at the point where meaningless sex to me, it doesn't. I can't even get boners, bro. I can't even get a boner around a girl. I don't even.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you.
If I don't like a girl, I mean, like, mentally, she just annoys me, but she wants to have sex.
Oh.
I just fucking can't get a boner.
Right.
Just can't fuck. I just
so beyond
I can't
the physical,
like
you mean?
I just can't do it.
So like beyond the physical, you mean? Like it's gotta be.
It's got to be a little bit at one level deeper. I've got to actually like you as a person.
Right. And that's fair.
Generally, I can't just go out there
just
and bang
body.
A girl because
just body.
She's because you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because she looks nice and she looks hot.
So, okay,
I
so
can't
you,
do that.
So what you're saying? What you're saying to me is, say for example, if you met hypothetically, if you met Rihanna tomorrow now, right? And the interaction, I know, I'm not saying you do, but I'm just saying the interaction you have
Rihanna.
With her.
Rihanna's had sex with a lot of guys.
Right. So? Rihanna's a mum
so?
Now.
Yeah. So? Oh. Doesn't matter. Mum's
mom
still be sexy.
Mom.
Yeah, mum will know mum, obviously, but I mean, she's with ASAP Rocky.
I know,
she's
but this is just an example.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you met her and she's not the best personality out of a woman that you've ever like interacted
still smoking,
with.
Smoking, though, innit?
If she calls you up to come up to a hotel room, you're going to say no.
No.
I don't believe you, bro. I'll be honest, I don't believe you.
No, but this is what I'm saying. When you start to respect and love yourself a little bit more, a woman's caliber, that it doesn't matter about who she is. It matters about what she gives you as a person, as in peace. Bro, stop having sex with women that don't deserve sex from you, bro. Straight up, I'm saying to man right now, you're fucking girls that don't even deserve your dick from. I'm being real with you. You're giving girls dick that, bro, after they're going to be boasting and saying to their friend, yeah, I got dick down today. But, and they themselves, they could probably never get a man that's like you. But you're giving
that's
it to
true,
them,
so but then that's why. But that's why I separate sex from romance.
Right.
Because I'll never give a woman like that my romance, like my time, my like attention and shit like
but
that.
You,
but no, but I'll give her sex. No, like, what's
to have sex with
sex
a woman
is just like
no,
a
no. But to have sex with a woman, there has to be some sort of romance.
That's not
there
true,
has to be
bro.
Some sort of time.
That's not true.
But, oh, so when she comes to your house, what's she doing? She walks into the room. You go bow, and then she walks out.
Yes. Yes.
There could be more than one round.
But
so
we're not hugging or nothing like that.
Cool, but in that space of that 1 minute, yeah, she's laying over there and you're laying over here. And you're
yeah,
you're,
watching
you're,
South Park
you're,
or something.
You're watching South Park, yeah?
Yeah.
You're just sitting there like this.
Arranging,
no, obviously, you have conversations.
Let's have sex.
No, obviously, you have conversation, but it's not going to be like a romantic setting.
Listen, every time, men, understand this. Every time you get a girl to your house, there has to be some sort of romance for her to come over.
That's not
if
true.
It is still like a fucking fish, she's gonna lay on her back like a dead dog. Mm. You don't, this is what I'm trying to say, sex with the mind is so powerful that the girl's body's doing things for me that it never done for you.
That's not true, bro.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm telling you the truth. Just some people, no, but you're speaking from your perspective. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
some people are able to see sex as just a, like, an activity, like exercising, bro.
No, they enjoy it.
And they'll bust from it, everything.
Men, yeah.
It's not dead for them.
As for men, I believe that, but I don't believe that for women. And the reason being is because to romantically get a woman, you have to woo her. You can't just see a woman on the road, do you want to fuck? And she's like, yeah. Have you ever done that? You ever got a girl like that?
Just going up to her and ask her, do
you
want to
fuck right now?
No, of course not, because I'm respectful. I'm not going to just like do that.
Them balls don't work, bro.
But
you have to actually romance her a little bit.
I disagree with that, because
there has been
situations where I've started up with this girl and we're friends and I didn't even say anything.
So you romance
her. But listen. Exactly.
On you.
Exactly. Exactly. And it just sometimes we just be chilling or whatever, just doing something completely different that's not sexual at all.
And then
some leads to another, we end up fucking and then we realize.
But you have to kiss though.
Sometimes
that's
I'll be
romantic.
Fucking without kissing, bro. No, bro.
Kissing is romantic to me.
I know, but what I'm
that's
saying to you is
romantic.
I only kiss women that I'm in a relationship with. If we're just like fuck buddies, we're not kissing.
Mm.
What are we kissing for?
Bro, if you're eating the pussy, you're kissing, bro.
That's different.
No, but I'm saying Man will sit here and tell me I'll
that's
eat
different.
The pussy but I won't kiss her.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
that is a bit
how?
Mad still.
Bro,
how
that's mad. But it
that
makes sense.
That's a bit mad still.
That's mad. You're
how?
Kissing, you're
how?
Kissing, you're
how?
Kissing. I'm just saying you're kissing.
What do you mean how?
How is that mad?
So you'd rather kiss downstairs than upstairs?
Yeah, because for me... Listen. Because for me, like you said, kissing on the lips is romantic. Like, you're staring at niggas' eyes and shit. Like,
so kissing down below ain't romantic?
That's just sex.
I'm saying, as a girl, yeah, this is why I say, man, stop sucking girls' pussy. Let me tell you why. This is what a girl said to me. She said, one day, niggas giving me head, I'm looking down at his head and I'm holding his head down and I just felt... And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
he's not doing it right. He's not doing it right. Because when I'm
she's not even paying attention.
Do you know what I'm saying? She didn't have time to do all of that.
What I'm trying to say,
my guy just not doing it properly.
Cool, but I'm saying, if you've been so intimate that you could get in between her legs, then why couldn't you be intimate to get into her mouth? Her mouth's closer than a pussy.
But that's what I'm saying to you.
To get to the pussy is harder to get to the mouth. The mouth is here. So it's like, it's eye level. So looking at a girl's eyes and looking at her lips, we can kiss instantly. But to get a pum pum, I have to pull that down, get angles,
I'll explain to you, because people say the eyes are the doors to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in a relationship with someone, when you feel them like that and you lot have like an intimate bond, kissing for me, what I feel like is very intimate, is because you're looking in that person's eyes, you're like right there with them. You're like,
your close head. Your eyes, fam. Close your eyes.
Well, sometimes you can do that, but most of the time, of the time, like, you lot, if you lot really want to connect, sometimes, like,
kissing is intimate, I give you that.
So you kiss with your eyes open.
Yeah.
That's swear.
Weird. That's
not weird, bro.
Swear you do.
How's that? Yeah.
I've never done that. I've never done that.
Like, you know, I don't,
like,
you know,
proper like, staring like that. Like, I'm joking. No. Not
yeah, like, I mean, like,
not like that. Not like that.
I've never, if a girl and a girl open her eyes and saw you, she'd be like, ah! Man's eyes open wide, like.
That, like.
On top of her, just look at her. That'll be mad. I'll be a mad image, you know.
No, no,
but. What the fuck this nigga doing?
But, if you're intimate at the top, when you go down low and you're just giving head, you're not thinking. I'm not thinking about romance at all. I'm just thinking about sexual activity.
I'm getting it off.
No, but it that's it. No, but I'm saying, but it is romantic because you're doing her a service. That's not. What's it getting off? You're not getting off on that.
Oh well, I would have got head before that. Though.
Right.
But I'm saying, but you're not getting off while you're giving the head.
Who told you that?
I do, fam. Unless you're 69 and then you're dead.
Yeah. I do, fam.
Exactly. See, we'll just get off on that, yeah.
You get off giving a girl head.
Yes,
okay,
bro.
So do you guys just give any girl?
No.
I'm not out here like eating random pussy.
Right.
No.
Man, so when someone... a guy does do that, mm-hmm. it's like you're kind of special, no?
Mm, see, I feel like women interpret familiarity with special.
Mm-hmm.
We're just familiar with each other. Mm-hmm. We're not like ain't
no,
special.
No. I'm not. I'm accepting that. I'm not eating no girl's pussy, bro. That's not.
Yeah, obviously we know that you. That's but that's you what? Though. That's something that you don't do.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Exactly. You wouldn't? Would you do that with your wife?
If we was married for like 100 years, yeah.
100 years.
100 years.
And that's on a special occasion.
Fam,
like
on her wedding day, the joke's coming off.
On her birthday,
face deep.
And that was 10 years deep. Then and that was.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
10 years.
And she just jumped out the shower and like, you know, like was being a little freaky and then I just
did it for free,
but you know what I'm saying? And it wouldn't be like what you man are doing, like your face head deep in it, bro. Like you're trying
to. Hey man, what did you say last time? Drown me, bro.
Drown me, fam.
Hey, it's, hey, like, let's man be real. Fam.
Fam.
We're adults, innit?
Like, I don't give a this fuck, is
exactly. This is consensual. We're adults. Like, why do we have to pretend like, do you know what I mean?
No, it's not even pretending. I'm just saying that.
It's my girl as well.
For me personally, I just feel like some girls, like, if they even clean themselves right, the pH level's all off in it. Some men are eating pussy and it's all tasting mad. They're coming up and they're
that's
like,
why,
you know, I've got to go brush my teeth.
And that's why you have to deal with high-quality women at all times, bro. Like, if I, say for example, if I step in the room and I'm about to have sex with a girl and I smell anything, I'm not doing it. Because that just turns me off.
No, it's true.
Some like, men are saying I'm still doing it because I said
I know.
All that talk on the phone okay, that I was giving her, I have to back up my chat now. And she's like, what,
I'm
you're not
sorry,
on it?
Not
now what do you do now? What do you do in that moment now? I've my level's already been set. I've already told you I'm not even about that life. I'm not on that still.
Mm. Condom on.
I don't really need to worry about that. But the whole thing of what I'm trying to say, yeah, without getting too distracted, yeah, is that a toxic relationship can be seen from a mile away, but when your relationship's breaking up, sometimes you can't see it.
That's true.
I think more, but I think more so when a guy can't see it. Like, I think women like just check out from earlier and they know what it is from time. And so then when it ends, like, yeah, like, nigga, like, I've been gone.
And also as well, I feel like most people actually do see it, but they prefer to be in denial.
I'm telling you.
About it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's a lot of that
that'd be happening. Because, yeah, in love or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, especially with Mandem. Like, there's better time
this about generation just loves to give up so easily.
Oh yeah, now this generation options, don't understand man, what
options. Access
they don't them. Understand. They don't understand romance. This generation, in my opinion,
like any little thing, bye.
Yeah.
Why? Why can't you sort it out?
Do you know? I feel like with men, they've been hurt so many times here that it's easier to leave than to stay and get hurt again.
Trust me.
Because you feel like exactly she's going to. It's like you just thinking she's going to do me dirty sooner or later. So you know what? Let me detach myself as fast as possible so I don't get hurt, because you got to protect yourself.
That's true.
Man's heart is, my heart is fragile.
Isn't it, man?
That's my true. Heart is fragile. I can't take going through a painful heart. Bro, I've been through painful heartbreak, you know.
That's me too, fam.
Bro, that's the worst feeling ever in the world.
I feel like everyone's been through that before, right?
Man, when I die out here, like, feeling that.
You've been through that before, right? Yeah, everyone's been through that
before. Yeah.
And I've realised that feeling there, I will never let myself get to that point there where I'm sitting in my house by myself listening to slow jams, bawling, fam.
Damn, bawling.
Yeah, bro. It's all like that, bro. So that's why you have to protect. You got to protect your heart. Men won't tell the truth, but a lot of men will sit there and cry and think, well, what's she doing now? And then you even might even be a sucker and even think, let me give her a call and see what she's doing. The worst thing you could ever do is call a girl after you broke up. Because if you hear her out living her best life, or you hear another guy, you're going to lose your mind.
Biggie Keisha, another shot, yeah? Who the fuck is that nigga in the background? And why he sounds so, like he sounds so bare bass in his voice. And no smoking.
His voice is mad deep, like, who's that?
Isn't it?
Well, it's over. That's why I don't do that.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not on that.
If it's over, it's over. I'm done. I'm gone. That's it.
But no, feelings, I agree. Feeling, like, trust me, man. Like, I feel like, but you see, you know when they say, oh, you know what you have, you like, you don't know what you have till it's gone. No, yeah. Like, man know what they have when they have it, but it's just sometimes maybe they need to go just for a minute. Yeah. Because I feel like fuck a break, that's all long, innit? I don't mean a break where you actually split up. I mean, like, go for a walk kind of break.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go for a walk or like, spend a couple hours at the house, then come back and rethink, as opposed to just say, let's kind of break, yeah? Because, like, we all know break fucking is real, innit?
Yep. So and I think that's the most cap. That's the most exactly it's the most pointless shit it's in a relationship ever.
Why?
Just break
an
up
actual break is
because
pointless.
If
I don't
you
do
go
breaks.
Exactly if you go on a break, then like I'm speaking for myself. If I go on a break with someone, then that means I'm trying to see other options to remind myself whether you're actually worth it or not. That's what that means to me.
I think what it is.
It doesn't mean oh no, let me just take a little while away from
breaks
you and then we're gonna get like. It's gonna. The relationship's always gonna go back to the way it was when
you
come back from the break.
I feel like sometimes you need your space.
Let's
not use the word break. Let's try and use the word space. So sometimes you could be in each other's space so much that it becomes exactly you're suffocating. I felt that, bro. Like a woman was just like she just wouldn't leave me alone.
Trust
every
me.
Hour on the hour, she's messaging me. She wants to see me every day.
Yeah, too much.
And she's like she's calling me 20 times in the night, and I'm a man. Everyone knows, I say this like openly on all my platforms, like everyone knows my toxic trait is that I just don't answer my phone. Like,
he's
I
not
just
lying.
Don't answer my phone.
No, I can attest to that.
Like, I do not answer my phone. Like, I'll see your number calling me and it's not personal. I want people to understand it's not personal.
It's how it
it's
is.
It's just that I control my life. I don't let my phone control me. I've seen people have anxiety when they're getting phone calls. I'm like, bro, like, is that really that
thinking
deep?
Too much about it, bro,
like,
at that point.
Nah, I'll never let my phone become my master. I master my phone. And it takes years to know that, you know, to get to that point where not everybody's phone call needs to be answered. Like, and it's not personal. Like, we could be doing something at that moment, but I just don't want to answer my phone.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's my way of controlling my power in my life. Because I remember I used to answer my phone to everyone, and this man told me to go here, that man told me to go here, this man told me to go here, go do this, do that. And I was just thinking, bro, my mind's confused right now. There's so much going on because everybody's calling me that I'm not even focused on myself.
Yeah.
To the point where I never ate one day, and it got to about 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock in the night, I didn't eat, and then someone's like, oh, I got half a burger, do you want it? And I was looking at him thinking, half a burger? Half a burger. I've done everything for everyone else. And all making up for me is half a burger.
Yeah.
I said, I forgot
that's
about
hilarious.
Myself, but I was there for everyone
got
else.
Burnt out,
and I looked at my phone and it's just me answering my phone all day. I was on the phone to people, helping this person's problem, doing this for that person. Doing that for, I didn't have nothing for myself. So I learned to just detach myself from my device where I'm not scared. If I miss a call, I miss a call. I don't care. Give me the most important call in the world. I could miss it.
It's a slippery slope, though, because I get what you're saying. I completely agree with you. And also as well, your time is your inventory. Like, you get to decide what you do with it. And I completely agree with that. But the slippery slope happens when you kind of like miss out on opportunities just because you're not on the ball. That makes sense. Especially like if you're like in the industry that we're in, like in the media industry, most shit that happens that I felt like has been like a plus for our platform, whatever, just happened like by chance.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Because I was in the room with someone that knew someone. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know this guy, blah. If I hadn't picked up the phone or replied to your text, that probably wouldn't have happened. That's the only part where I feel like, but I agree with you.
Do you know, I've realised, and this is what I say to everyone here, ownership. I remember when Kanye West was saying this and everyone thought it was crazy. If you're the owner of your business, then no one can cancel you.
Of course.
If so, you're the owner of your own platform, no one can cancel you. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
They tried to cancel Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is on fire right now, bro.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think he's been on fire this much in his career until now. So what? The whole point of what I'm trying to say is because he's got his own platform. If he was still with a record label, they could drop him out, take the money back from
immediately.
Him. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They could just cut off his endorsements. But if you're your own endorsement, then nobody can ever cancel you.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody can cancel you, then you're unstoppable. If you're unstoppable, then you never have to worry about that. Mm. That's the last thing in your mind. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it makes
and that's
sense.
Why ownership is important, because when you have ownership over everything, then you have full control. Someone wanted to call me on their platform. Yeah. Listen to it. I'll tell you, this is a real life story. This happened to me like 2 days ago. Someone sent me a voice note. Oh, I want you to come on this show and I want you to talk, but I don't want you to be too controversial or say things that might harm, offend people. I said, thank you, but no thank
no
you.
Of course. Yeah.
You know why?
Of course.
I have my
because
own
you know
platform.
My brand.
Exactly.
No,
my brand as well.
No, but I'm saying, what you're going to do, I can do myself.
That's true.
And
my
talk
platform.
The way I want to talk.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Why do I have to come down and dumb down myself?
That's long
that's
doing
true.
That.
Just remember this. This is a rule for everybody in life, yeah? Any place that takes away from your character is a place that you should never be in the first place.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm. Any place that takes away from your character and makes you not be your full potential of who you're meant to be, any relationship that does that to you, any friendship, any family ship, remove yourself immediately to save your own mental space.
And it's just dumb. Like, why would you holler at me when you've seen what I do?
You know what I'm
like,
about.
You know that I'm about that shit. Like,
about
don't call me up if you know that you don't want that on your platform.
Tone it
it's
down.
The dumbest shit ever.
And that's why the person said, please. The person was like trying to plead with me before even coming on to be nice. But the thing is, I'm nice in general. But if I'm hearing fuckery, I'm gonna address that instantly. You can't hear fuckery and I'm just sitting there like, you know what? Let me just be quiet. Because then, you know what that does? It takes away from me.
Mm-hmm.
No, forget my branding, forget all of that. It just takes away from me, my soul,
but you're your brand.
As a human person.
But you're your brand.
No, but I'm saying me as a person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm in a room with 10 people and I have this talk like, hello, sir.
Yeah.
That is for the money. That is for the bag. If there's no bag there, I am not talking a certain way.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I'll just remove myself. These guys talking all posh and conspicuous. Yeah, you enjoy your day, bro.
I can't.
Like,
you see me outside listening to some Capleton blood. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm not going to waste my time in places where I feel like I have to dumb myself down or tone down how I am as a person.
Never.
Nah, I'm all right.
I agree with what you're saying, because your essence of who you are as a person is very important.
Mm-hmm.
But the only time that I make the excuse is one, when there's money involved, when there's bag involved, or if there's an opportunity for me to learn something.
Okay.
If there's an opportunity, like for example, like if I'll be in the studio with like, if like managers or artists or whatever, with people that I don't know, and bare mad shit will be going on that I don't agree with, but I just be in the background, just kind of like watching how things are happening, just because I want to learn how the music industry happens. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn the do's and don'ts. Like, okay, this guy does that. I know to stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I wouldn't necessarily be my full self.
Okay, I'm with you.
But apart from that, I completely agree with what you're saying.
All right, next question is, how do you deal with a breakup?
Ooh.
You know what? I've realized that a lot of people don't know how to deal with breakups, so their life becomes worser, or not worser, the word's worse.
Worse, yeah.
Like, their life becomes worse.
I'm not gonna lie, earlier as well, you said NDNA, it's NDA, bro.
NDNA?
When, time ago, carry on.
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Non-disclosure agreement.
You keep doing that, you keep throwing me off, bro. Now I'm like, what?
Go.
Now my mind's in a whole
different world. I know, but that's what I'm saying, like, how good of a podcaster are you?
What do you mean? You're throwing me off.
I shouldn't be able to throw you up, bro.
You're so you're saying you're an agent of confusion. That's what I call you. Agent of confusion. You're trying to confuse me. Alright, so basically, how do you deal with breakups? Like, how would you deal with a breakup?
For me, I like to go through the shit part first. Like,
go on.
Like, it depends how long, depends how much I give a fuck about this person.
Mm-hmm.
The last person I was going out with, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, that's my last relationship, was the one that hurt me the most. And for that one, I think that was probably the only one as well. For that one, the way I dealt with it was, for the first 2 days, bro, I'm not going to lie, like you said, I was crying.
Swear?
Yeah,
I've never cried, you know? I've never cried.
That was the first time that happened
to me.
You
need therapy, bro.
But that's because... He's right.
Crying is healthy, bro. Yeah. Tears are not meant to stay in your eyes.
No,
bro,
they're not.
Tears don't mean you're weak.
Yeah,
no,
it doesn't.
I'm not anti-crying. I'm saying I've never felt the emotion to cry. No, for a woman, I'm saying.
But that's why you need therapy.
You need therapy,
I'm not taking therapy to learn how to cry. What kind of shit is that?
I know, but it's not to learn how to cry. It's to know why you don't. Exactly.
Yeah, but that's a problem.
Exactly.
No, I'm saying, I don't feel the emotion like to cry, as opposed to, I feel pain.
Bro, we understand what you're saying.
But tears do not form.
But no, what pain comes with tears.
Nah, not me, bro.
Of course it does. If my mom dies, I'm going to feel pain in my heart and I'm going to tears come from my eyes.
Yeah, but even when my nana passed and my uncle, tears didn't form. I was sad, but it didn't form.
Yeah, but the day it does come, to come like a rainforest, bro, and you're never
all of that shit gets bent up. It gets kind of like
there was something in your childhood that stopped you was crying so much, someone done something and it stopped you from crying. There's always something. If you go even back into that's why therapy is good, because it goes back.
I'm not taking therapy to form tears, bro. That's the worst. That's the worst kind of therapy. How do I cry, boss man? What the hell? Why are you here?
That's not like this. They're gonna find out what has made you emotionless.
No, but I feel pain.
It's not that it's emotional.
I just never ever cry.
No, but pain. Listen, pain is synonymous with tears.
No, I feel you. But if I was gonna cry, it might be because of like my son, for example.
I agree.
But
I
haven't got to a point where something's happened to make me cry. I feel like a breakup would never make me cry. I'd be in pain and maybe
you've never been in love.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe
that's what I was gonna say.
Never been in love.
Maybe he has. The reason why you need therapy is to go understand yourself.
Look, I'm not.
I know. Well, you don't have to go, but I'm just trying to explain.
So for crying, that's the worst kind of
thing. No. I feel like you're misunderstanding what he's saying. He's not saying go learn how to cry. He's saying go learn why it is that you're not crying.
Yeah, but it's never a problem.
Normal.
No, I feel you. Listen,
but it actually a problem because you're emotionless.
No.
Cancel that bitch.
No,
I can't.
No, I can't. You know what? Yeah,
but you do that though.
No, I do that.
See?
So you're telling me every relationship you've had, you've cried on?
No. Just this one. Just that last one.
There you go. So,
but are you not taking the relationship serious though? Because if I'm in a relationship with a girl, I'm in a relationship. Like I'm dying for you. Like I'll cry.
Everyone?
I'll bust.
I don't know about everyone.
No, depends.
No, but I'm saying I do. Yeah, like is maybe. Like maybe it's a skill that I can just switch to no fuckers, and like I'm ruthless as fuck, you know. I'm not gonna lie, but I think I'm protecting myself in being ruthless. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not feeling that much.
And that's why, brother, you need therapy.
No, for real. But in a breakup sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I did feel them levels of emotion, I don't want to be at a point where I'm that hurting, tears are forming. So I don't feel like, say, I'm like me being just like, you know what. Like, fuck that bitch. Like, it's not... I'm not missing out on the crying aspect because what's that doing for me? Like, making me more hurt? I've never been there, bro.
Yeah, but it's...
I miss them. I want to speak to them, see them again, maybe, but crying never
happened.
Have
you ever cried in a breakup?
Who's crying?
Yeah.
I think women cry.
She's crying on the way here for no reason. That's how women are here.
Don't be sexist now.
I'm just saying,
what the hell?
No, tears form easier. Tears form easier. That's all I'm saying, bro. It would have shot. I'm just saying. A woman can cry on cue. She can.
That's kind of scary. But anyways.
I've been in a relationship where I've not cried.
That means you didn't care about him as much.
And how many relationships? What, like 4, 10, 12? Like, as in...
I've only been in 2 relationships.
Well, like, well, how you... Okay, well, so, you, okay, 2, 1. So, one of them, you didn't cry.
Yeah.
But like, how long was that one for? Like, that relationship? The one where you didn't cry, how long was that for?
That was for, like, 2 years, I'd say.
Okay, you didn't cry?
Okay, I think I did cry, but I think it was, like, once. I think
still
I cried once, but it wasn't as bad as before. Okay. I remember the first time I got my heart broken, I cried so madly. Like,
yeah. You would do, don't it?
And have you noticed that whenever there's a breakup happens, women describe it as you broke their heart. Mm-hmm. Men describe it as, oh, we broke up.
It's true.
Why is that? Just curious. Because don't you think his heart was broken as well?
No.
See?
What do you mean no?
Unless he's done something wrong.
Many times his heart was broken.
Exactly.
He's done something wrong.
Even if he has done something wrong.
So if he's gone out and cheated, you must have known what you was doing. You
that's
must
true,
have known
but
the consequences. You must have known.
That's true, but that doesn't mean my heart is not broken from ruining a relationship that I cared about.
No, that's guilt. That's not.
It's not really guilt, nah. It's just realizing that you fucked up.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is guilt because you realize if the girl didn't say that to you, you wouldn't be feeling guilty. She was like, "Oh, it's all right, babe. I've done
maybe.
The same."
That's not true. Some men be feeling guilty while they're still while they're in the middle of cheating.
Imagine your girl said, "Yeah, don't worry, babe. I've done the same."
Yeah.
What you do you do at that moment? But on a real though, as men, what are you doing at that moment? You've come to your girl, say, "Babe, look, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've cheated on you." She's like, "Shit, man. I was waiting for you to say it because I've done the same from last week." What do you do at that moment?
Hey man, we're square now, bro.
What are you doing?
Alright, cool, my G.
I don't know.
Now I'm saying you've gone to her and said, "Babes, I ain't gonna lie to you, I love you. But last week, man, this is a sexy girl and I had to beat, man." And she's like, "Bro, babes, I don't even have to say this to you." That you know that's right. like
we're
that's
fighting.
Like, huh?
We're fighting.
I'll call her outside her name, but I'm gonna
wait, hold on, yo, why are you fighting?
Wait. Went to her first.
Exactly, but you've done
about
the same
cheating.
Thing.
Yeah, you've gone to her and confessed I've cheated, and then she's hit you with the
I did the same thing as well.
But it don't mean like we both gotta be scumbags, fam. What the fuck? Devine, listen, yeah. You can't get one up on niggas, fam. It's like that it ain't gotta be even, yeah. If I fuck up, you can't be a fuck up too.
I know, but what
no,
if
we're
she's
both
really
ways.
Petty.
But, no, but if she's paying, then she needs to go.
Or what if she cheated before?
Even worse.
Yeah, but then you've cheated. Like,
fam, if a girl cheats first, like, I'm going bail my prison, fam. It's over for me, fam. I'm telling you, if she cheats first, it's done. It's curtains. It's lights. It's all done. But then at that point, do you know what? But I feel like more say, I feel like cheating aspect, yeah, obviously, maybe a woman takes her more to get there. She loves you, innit?
Exactly.
But a lot of guys say, "Oh, she's cheating. I'm going to fuck her up, blah, blah, blah." But they never do.
Exactly. That never happens.
Because I don't want to go to prison.
Yeah, so why are you saying you would go to prison then?
No. I'm saying that the whole cheating thing. So he said, if I came to you and you agreed, like, say, "Oh, yeah, I cheated too," then I'm going to prison. Come like,
yeah, but
come
a lot
like,
of guys
you.
Say if the girl cheats first, you're beating her up.
Yeah, we're rapping.
Bun for bun, innit?
Yeah, nah, but I'm rapping.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to be like, yeah, we're even now. Unless if it's like you cheated
we're
with like multiple people.
We're even now. We're never
yeah.
even. Wait, stop. Who's this guy?
Who is he?
What do you mean?
Like, you're just saying,
why would you want to know? I don't want to know that.
Relationship there.
Why would you want
to
know?
I'm saying,
I know.
Do you know what you
but
have
why?
To know? No, you have
bro,
to know.
Bro, what the fuck? You think I'm letting long dick Terry down the road come back down here, bro?
Bro, that's
mad,
your insecurity, bro. Like, it doesn't matter if he's got long dick or small dick or minimum dick, whatever. No, it doesn't, bro. I can guarantee no, it doesn't. Because, do you know, all that matters is the fact that she's still in a relationship with you.
We're talking about
in a scenario where you both cheated.
Okay, go on.
I'm not talking about if she cheats on you.
Okay, go on.
If she still wants to be in a relationship with you after you cheated on her and she cheated with someone else before, that's all that matters to me. I don't care that like this guy's the most amazing guy in the world.
When?
Because do you know why? Because
she has no back. It's just like iron board now. There's no back no more. He fucked the ass out of her, fam. And she's gonna come back to you and lay down next to you, be like, "Hey, babe, want some eggs?" What eggs? Listen,
but
yeah. Just, when a man can ski off,
know,
yeah,
but you know what?
He can't.
I'm saying a woman and a man.
That's funny.
It's very different. Let me tell you why.
Very different.
Right.
A man conquers a woman. A woman don't conquer a man. She's letting herself
I've been
conquered.
Said this as well.
So if your woman's giving you bun, she let another. I want you to. This guy messed me up, you know.
Yeah.
For a life, you know what he done? He started to make me envision it. Then he started saying things, and it started to make me feel sick.
He had to.
Yeah, I remember you said that last week.
He messed up my mind.
I had to do it.
I've never looked at it like that. I've just thought, oh, she's cheating. She's
no.
But
visuals.
He's like broke down the rules.
But you guys are still completely ignoring the fact that you also cheated. That's the element for me.
I know, but I'm not getting dominated, conquered by any type of like person.
But it doesn't matter.
No, but I'm saying, you can have sex with a girl and feel nothing, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, she didn't.
That's not true, though.
Yeah, no.
More times she does.
She did not.
But more,
anything.
But,
exactly.
But more times
she
does.
She's felt 100%. Yeah, I'm telling you, a woman has felt something, and the reason being there is because to get a woman into bed, you have to. There's some sort of wooing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you've got to spin some sort of web to get her, bro.
Just
like, I'm not talking about a web of lies. You just got to spin some sort of web. You've got to be that guy that's appealing to her. But you've got to be, whether you're taking her out to restaurants, anything, whether you're spending money on her, whether you're picking her up from work, dropping her home. There's something that you've got to be doing. So for her, sex is a little bit more intimate than us.
So do you believe that for a guy to have sex with a woman, the woman doesn't have to be appealing to the guy? Because
what do you mean?
For me to have sex with a girl, I have to find her attractive.
So
what I'm saying, a girl's not just finding him attractive, she's actually finding him sexy. There's a difference.
As a person, like, she likes him.
I like him. Like, I like his manliness. She likes his manliness, and she's coming home seeing you like... So sometimes, you know when a girl's been cheating on you, it's very simple to know when your girl's been giving you ban, and it's very simple. Her attitude changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Everything you do, even when you do something right, she's still snapping.
Yeah, yeah.
When she looks at you, she's cutting her eye.
Mm-hmm.
When she's in her phone, she's happy.
Everything.
That's a woman that is cheating on you, bro.
I'm not gonna lie.
But
I can't
how
be.
How do you not know she's just going through something?
She ain't going through nothing.
Listen, if my girl's going through something, I'm gonna know. Reason being is because I'm very attentive to my woman.
Yeah. And like, she'll tell you before she starts acting like that.
I'm the most attentive man. You might not be attentive, but I'm very attentive to my woman.
I'm onto women.
Before my woman even upset, I can even tell my woman's coming on her period. I look at her face and be like, yeah, having breakouts. She'll be like, I'm getting a lot of breakouts, babe. I'll be like, yeah, period's in the next 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I see her attitude. Why is everything pissing me off? I'll be like, yeah, your period's coming. But I'm very attentive. Remember I said to you, like, I was on a podcast and the guy was like, if my woman comes on a period, I'm leaving, I'm not staying.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's mad, I'm staying. What the hell? The hell am I leaving for?
What do you mean? Like,
if a girl comes on her period and you're with your girl and you chill with your girl, like you just dust her off, like, I'm not seeing you until you come with your period.
That's his girl as well. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Still. No, I'm not leaving my woman if she's on her period. Let's not say that, like, we're in bed having sex or doing anything, but I'm not leaving you while you're going through emotions, because the first two days is mad, but then after that you're back to normal. No sense.
Mm-hmm.
Third day, you know when girls are just coming off the period, they say, you want to have sex? It's not bleeding that much. You're like, what?
Every time, innit? What's that about?
Wait, hold on. Can't bro, would you do it?
Do you remember what I said to you? I ain't done it yet.
Oh, okay.
You've done it 100%.
I know you've done it, you savage.
A few times.
I wouldn't do it. Come on, the cramps. Like, no.
Not like when it's like.
A period is a time where you need to release. You need to release bad things. You need to just. Do you know what I mean?
Bad things.
You need to, like, it's a time where you need to, like, spiritually know who to let go of, who to, like.
It be that deep.
For real, innit? That's what I'm about to say. Yeah, well, you're cutting ties with people.
When you felt them pains the other week, though. You know what I'm talking about.
It was the worst pain, bro.
Thank you very much.
So imagine that.
But
what pain is it?
We got the period thing on.
You're lying.
You're releasing
my energy.
That. You're releasing toxins out of your body.
I know, but then that's why sometimes some women are more horny whenever
they're sensitive and that. We're getting mad. Yeah. Like, one touch is just dripping. That's
and but not every woman is different as well.
Every woman's very different in their period.
Very
every
different.
Very different. Like, there's some women, when they're on their period, stay away from them.
That's what I'm saying.
They'll tell you, stay away from me.
Yeah.
And there's some women that, you don't even know they're on their period.
Yep.
You can turn around, she'll be like, girls, I was on my period for the last 2 days. Don't lie, babe.
Good girls, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I believe a strong man can be around his woman and not have sex with her.
Oh, 1,000%.
That's easy.
He can control his desires.
That's easy.
So if she's on her period, you wouldn't expect head.
No, not really. Like, no. I mean, if she's offering, but I'm not saying, oh, you got to give me head for us to hang out. Like, that's corny.
You know what? You know what I say? I don't really want to do anything sexual when a girl's on her period yet. I want us to be able to have a bond where it's not sex orientated. You see, I've been in relationships where it's sex orientated and it's become boring because everything's about one thing. Like, after you get that thing after a certain amount of times, if there's nothing else there, then you actually see it for what
it actually is.
But when you're focused on other things, you don't really see that aspect. So when you do have sex, it's like, oh, this is enjoyable. Mm. Oh, this is exciting. This is spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's the best. If you're having sex every single day, like, when you go to bed, we get into bed, we're going to have sex. For me, that's boring sex.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be
spontaneous. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like, I agree with you, like, in terms of, like, you got, especially if you're in a relationship, you got to find other things that you do together that isn't just sex. But you can have a sexual body, a fuck body, that you have great sex with, like, every time, even though you guys fuck every day.
Right.
Yeah, what if you're just so, like, attracted to each other and you just can't,
like... And you also, know,
that's
like...
Real, that's real.
Yeah, and people that's like real. That is people that you experiment with. No,
but,
shit, no, like.
But, this, yeah. But how many girls have you been through? Like, this is the problem now. You're giving so much of your life force to these women, bro. They come up and you go down.
What, partners?
Have you ever left a relationship? Let me ask you like this a question, yeah? And I want you like, to think deep about this. Have you ever got out of a sexual endow of a woman, yeah? And after you feel fucked, like you just feel like your soul is gone. But it was just sex. But for some reason you feel like a part of you is gone, but all it was sex. Do you know what that was? You gave your so energy. Much of your life force to this woman.
That's true.
That she's up but that's
what,
in life.
Yeah, but that's because what sperm, soul tie is.
Yeah, because sperm goes into her body. That's still alive.
Yeah.
You are releasing.
Mm-hmm.
She is taking.
Mm.
Imagine you giving her good energy, bro.
Sometimes she spat it out and I still felt like that, though. Huh? That's the thing. I said, sometimes she spat it out and I still felt like that. So I feel like it's just the energy.
Listen.
Okay, so what listen, if a girl...
Queen swallow only. Queen
what
swallow, I'm telling you.
What if you're eating a girl out and she comes in your mouth?
That's
how
true.
How does she feel?
I don't know.
Is that...
What if you got bad energy?
That's true. But listen, that's the thing. Listen, that's the thing,
girls
though.
Can feel
that's
mad energy from guys.
Is that what you
well?
Like doing? Eating like the girl busting your mouth?
Well, like, that's I mean, I spit. I don't swallow, I spit, so it's cool.
Are you letting a girl bust him up?
My girl, yeah.
More time you don't even know free. She's busting
exactly.
Your mouth.
No, dude, because, like, you're like, busting like, him up. It's creamy in that, innit?
You look like a nasty.
It's all good, yeah, like, so creamy.
And man, with women, it's not really a bust. It's like, it's just...
Right, but girls, some girls squirt though.
Yeah.
So are you letting her squirt in your mouth?
Well, I'm not like opening my mouth.
I'm talking about it's that.
But
and you're like,
yeah.
Whoa. What do you think drone means?
That's hot, fam. I'll do that for free. Swear down. That's normal, ain't it? Fam.
Yeah.
It is
fam.
Normal. Let's not make it not normal. Right?
Exactly.
And yeah.
You are nasty. Do you not all agree?
You
not all agree?
You ejaculate. So everyone exactly. Ejaculates. We're all human beings.
Right.
So what's mm-hmm. Nasty?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day.
In my mouth. Yeah.
Mouth.
I use my mouth for eating.
Bro, she also uses her mouth for
Listerine
eating.
Listerine plus,
yeah,
cuz.
Exactly.
Now you're good.
What the hell, you know? Don't try and make it sound. Stop being equality. There's no such thing as equality.
What's
why are you not
you?
Doing equality shit?
I'm not doing
are
equality.
You a are you a feminist? Are you a feminist?
Yes.
Not a modern day feminist. Not a modern day feminist.
I think everyone here is a feminist. I think everyone here is a feminist.
Back in the day, I was. Not a modern day one, I'm not.
Yeah, not that type of
feminist. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But you do believe women should be respected in society, right?
That's not feminism, that's just...
That is feminism,
right,
bro.
That's standard.
No, but,
yeah.
No, but
exactly.
Before feminism came
but the feminism
my
was...
Doing
really
that,
really quick. Feminism was invented because that wasn't normal in society.
Yeah, right,
that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Feminism
right.
Came from the suffragettes. Let's go back into history. It came from the suffragettes back in the 90s, something. It was after the first regression, the first World War, when women had to go out and work and
yeah.
The men weren't letting them. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I think it was the first, second World War. I can't remember which one.
First World War.
Yeah, and then the suffragettes and the men was like, oh, they were giving them lower wages than men ever got.
Yeah.
That's where the suffragettes came out and said, why are we getting less pay? That's where it really came from.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't actually made for black people, it was made for white people. But anyway,
yeah.
Yeah,
another,
100.
Topic on another
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah.
So feminism has nothing to do with us in this room, bro. You know what I'm saying? We've always treated our women with respect and love.
Right.
It's the society and slavery and all of the things that we went through, the generational traumas that made us the way we are with our women now. We're to the point where it seems like black men and black women hate each other, bro. You rarely see a black man with a black woman anymore.
To be honest with you, I feel like, yeah, you like, if you're on the internet, you have that idea
mm-hmm.
in your
cool.
mind.
Let me ask both
but in real life,
let me ask both
I feel like
questions.
That's a myth.
Let me ask you both because do you want to get married? See, do you want to get married? Now, this is... Now, see,
why?
That's
nah.
The problem. See, the problem. That's the problem.
Why?
If you're not marrying black
I've never
women...
I've wanted to, though.
Cool. Answer me this question. If you're not marrying the black woman, yeah,
mm-hmm.
then who marries her?
I know.
The white men.
Or another
might
black
drop,
man.
Might drop.
Yeah, but
or another black man that is not
though.
Me.
I could just be with her forever, like you're married.
Exactly.
No, so I could just be with her forever, like as in
then,
no, but
the paper,
yeah,
the fucking paper.
No, but I'm saying,
there.
I'm saying.
There is.
No, but
no,
I'm saying.
Of course there is.
You leave her tomorrow.
Why is
I kind of married too.
But why is what I'm saying is.
Yeah, but it will be harder. You have to pay.
I know, but I can still leave her though.
See, that's the problem. See, that's the problem. That mindset is the problem.
Because you're wasting her time.
No.
The money aspect of what you're saying though.
What's the relationship, exactly? What's the relationship based on? Trust,
love,
right?
God.
And trust.
Yeah.
Trust.
Yeah, okay,
so which
cool.
Means you have to trust that I'm not gonna leave tomorrow.
Right. So the marriage is not needed.
And the same way I have to trust you're not gonna leave tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way thing. Like
mm-hmm.
Women always act like you're the only one that has something to lose in
trust
the relationship.
Me, men do
yeah,
too, you know?
Leave the relationship and marriage, cool. However, you don't have that bond with God, like if you're religious or not, you don't have that bond. Like
God's got nothing to do with this. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It does. Marriage.
You'll be having sex. You'll be having kids. But would it not feel like you're not following like what God wants for you?
No, not at all. I'm not gonna.
Because you know what marriage, you know what marriage is, yeah. And this is me being real with everyone. Marriage is a bond between you, her, and God. That's what marriage is. So I feel like if the black man's not ready to commit to God, he's not ready to commit to the black woman, then the black woman's not being respected. And you'll see the black man, the white woman will come in, confuse up his head when he's rich, and be like, you have to marry me. And you'll see him at the altar. Me and the altar in your white dress.
I'm never marrying a white woman. That shit's
scary.
If you're
not God-fearing, then you're scary.
See, I feel like... Pardon? I feel like she was attacking me there for a second. I was like, what? What did you say? No, it's for real. I didn't hear you.
I respect your view, but it's like you can't validate someone's sort of like morals or belief just based on it's like God-fearing. It's like, well, cause, listen, yeah, you know what? I've met some really, really nice people, yeah, who are atheists, you know? Like, really nice people. Like,
are they married?
No, I'm saying, but just like genuinely, like, never going out. Like,
cool, this is a question they ask atheists. Are they married?
No, I mean, I'm not. Like,
of course not.
No, I mean, but I didn't know their life. I'm saying, like, if it sounds like, I didn't care to ask about their life, but I'm saying, I didn't even know this atheist upon until I asked. But I'm saying before that, it was still nice people. Like, so like that didn't determine whether they was nice to me or.
But the devil was once an angel. Don't be fooled by what people are showing
and
you.
And religion.
I'm not anything.
Religion.
Know, but a killer could be nice to you.
Of course
you.
They can.
Do you know what I mean? But
I'm religious.
Let them finish. And I feel like marriage is not. It's not between you, God, and the way that we think it is. It's between you, your woman, and the government, bro. That's all.
The reality, what hits.
Exactly. That's
trust
all.
Me, the reality,
because
society.
If your, in fact, your relationship should have been like a godly relationship from the beginning, anyways, before you even decide to go get married.
Right, in my opinion.
I'm not a religious person, but I do believe in God.
Facts.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? How can it be godly if you're having sex before marriage?
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not religious.
Yeah, right.
I believe in God.
That's different. Yeah, that's different. That's very
different. I don't believe in religions. I don't.
Do you know what? I hear her point. She's got a very, very good point that we need to actually pay attention to. I'm saying to you, man, now, yeah, the reason why I ask both of you if you want to get married is because a lot of black men don't want to get married. So there's a lot of women that are left on the lurch of not knowing if there's a man out there that will actually commit to me.
Bro, I disagree with that, though.
There's a lot of guys in this generation who don't want to get married, and it's like girls.
I know, but I don't think it's specific.
Women are settling
to
because of that.
Generally,
yeah.
It's like there's not a lot of men out there that want to get married, and then girls are just left.
But why do you think that is?
Because they feel like obviously what they've seen through their parents, trauma, whatever, what they've seen on TV, you know, that could have stopped them. Or think differently to marriage.
Should I tell you why I feel like most men don't want to get married?
Why?
Because men don't get anything out of marriage.
Like what?
No benefits.
You don't get
it.
The only benefits
you
get.
This is what I'm saying.
See, the type of benefits, real quick. Type of benefits as a man you get from marriage. Is the type of benefit you can get without being married.
Right.
No, but I
disagree with you now. And the reason why I openly disagree with you is because I'll say this openly, yeah. Marriage, if she wants marriage and that's what she wants, but she does everything for me, I say, why do we always give to receive when that's not how life is? You see, when I give something to a human being, yeah, more time I give it to you because I know that tenfold's gonna come back to me,
right?
But not from you or from any other individual. So that's how my mindset is with life. So if I give you £20 right now, you say, oh, can you lend me £20? And I lend you £20, yeah, you know, that lending is I'm giving you. Don't.
Well, like I don't have to pay it back.
You never have to pay me back.
Bro, you're a nice person,
bro. But the reason being is because I know that if I give you £20, this is what I generally know. My Lord's gonna give me £100. So I've got that faith and that dedication in my heart. I'm 100% sure it's gonna happen because it's happened all through my life, non-stop. So I've kind of made this kind of thing like if I give people money, I know I'm gonna get tenfold in different ways as well.
Okay, I see what you mean. But then that's not really lending though.
No,
that's just you being generous.
That's also given to receive.
No,
you know.
No, but I'm receiving from my Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, but you're still receiving.
But you're still receiving.
No, because receiving from a human and receiving from your Lord.
You shouldn't give to expect from your Lord.
Of course, of course.
Do you know why?
Because you don't know how your Lord's going to reward you.
Exactly.
But with a human, you can say, all right, I lent you £20, give me 20. Or we go out, yeah, and I'm like, oh, is that £20 I lent you, yeah? Buy me a meal today. It's like, and I hate people that do things like that. They like they hold something against you because you bought something like, I remember,
those are scumbags.
You know what man done? Never forget this, my brother and my cousin, yeah, if you're watching this, I don't care. Listen, he gave him money, yeah? My cousin spent some money on my mum when she was ill, and then he said, oh, that money that I owe you, I spent it on your mum when she was ill. My brother's like, what?
Bro. Yeah, no, that's it. That's it.
Flip.
I can't work.
Bro, for real? Man said that.
I spent that money on your mum when she was ill. I got her this, crazy. I got her that. I got her CBD oil. It cost this much. And that was the money that I was going to give freaking back
no,
to you.
I can't run.
And my brother's like, bro, but you done that to my mum out of the goodness of your heart. Why, right. why is that a thing right. against me now?
Mm.
But that's what I'm trying to say. If he would have done it for God, God would have given it back to him. Right. Without him even having to ask a human being for it. Mm-hmm. See the difference now. So I believe that if you're giving something to somebody or you get something from someone, it's not always about, oh, what can I receive in this mm-hmm. marriage? You're doing it because you're making a compromise for God and for her. This is what she wants. And if it's the only thing she wants that makes her happy, bro, give it to her. Why don't we, as men, want to make our women happy?
Because the government's involved, bro. That's why. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything in my life.
Put the government to one side.
The government's involved. No, you can job, never put... finances, the bank. So what's again? The issue?
Say that again.
The government is still involved with what job you've got today. Yeah. How much you're earning, the bank, how much you're taking out on the ATM,
you're right.
what yeah. you're paying for on your Apple Pay. So
you're absolutely right. That's why the one place where I can decide for them not to come in, I'm making sure they're not coming in. That's it.
What are they going to do with your marriage?
There's a bunch of stuff that happens to men. Divorce,
I've seen a lot of good niggas.
There's a bunch of things that happen to men after divorce. That's scary, bro.
Ridiculous.
Trust me. Like one for leg. Example, if you get married to a guy now. And then you decide, not even him, you decide, okay, cool, this marriage is not working out for me anymore. You know, he has to leave the house, not you.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Think about it.
Like, just think exactly. Just think. Do you know what I'm saying? Sense. Like, and it doesn't even matter who owns the house.
Mortgage?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you pay the mortgage. Yeah, don't matter.
No, come on now. Come on now. But makes no sense.
That's when I feel like you're not marrying for the right reason, because you shouldn't just give up a marriage like that. You should actually try and make it work.
I agree, but I'm saying, but if for whatever reason it went left, that's still my reality. I'm in the street now and she's in a warm bed watching Netflix. Fuck that. How can that make any sense?
I take it a step further. She's in a warm bed with next man.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm
and that happens.
And I'm out here in a fucking benefit line and like waiting to sign on. How? Nah, man, like for me, like if there was no sort of rules in place where I come off worse off, I might reconsider.
Do you get what I'm saying?
You understand? I might reconsider. I mean, love is not enough in this world.
So would you sign a prenup?
Oh, absolutely.
That's not to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Of course.
Okay, so then what's the issue? You sign a prenup, you get married.
Prenup, the issue, what for her?
The issue is.
For yourself.
The issue is most women wouldn't want to sign a prenup.
Right,
like if you present that to them, they see that as a disrespect.
It's true.
And they see that as you're already planning on leaving.
Yeah, it's true. Like he don't love see? Me for me.
Exactly.
It's true. So prenup kind of is like for millionaires. And listen, like I have this much, so I'm signing it because I don't know you like that, and you might walk away with half. Yeah. So like it's like a protection, isn't it? But a woman will say, if you genuinely love me, what the fuck you need a prenup for? Listen, marriages felt all the time that they could have swore it was gonna last forever. That shit did not last a year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no guarantee in anything. So like this idea that marriage is the all and be all is cap. It felt like marriage felt every day.
Being
and
cap, bro.
It felt every day, and it started off like beautiful and God bless it, rally hit, and then it just died out. So for me, I'm saying, like, I could be a woman 25 years, give her my everything, but just not marry her.
But okay, see, the difference between marriage and like a relationship, mm-hmm. right, is that with marriage, you can have a joint account. You could both have like one joint account and obviously your separate account.
Right.
And with this joint account, you can put in money. You put in money every month. See, she puts in money every month.
Yeah.
And then you do things with that money. Yeah. You go on holiday or yeah. you buy things for the kids or whatnot. You get it with that money.
Yeah.
Or you invest in both of yourselves with that money.
No, of course.
So.
You can do that when you're not married, though. You can also do that when you're not married.
Where's the trust with that?
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.